We have retired Brigadier General James Bowerly coming in to talk about the legislation the General Assembly needs to pass for veterans to bring some $417 million back to Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And it's well worth every veteran attending so that they can put pressure on their state senator and state legislator, state rep,
mm-hmm.
to pass a needed legislation.
Okay. Now, what was this money coming back to Indiana is supposed to be earmarked for? When you're talking about so much money that's coming in for the state, at least.
It goes back into the veterans' pockets.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it's just federal money that we've been allowing to escape. And the general's big thing is, if it's federal money, let's reach out and grab it.
Mm-hmm. I was not sure if the money would like go to the Indiana Department of Veterans Affairs, and it would go into it would be set aside to be used for programs in all of the counties, including Lake and Porter counties.
I'm not aware that I don't remember that any of the legislation is earmarked in that direction.
Okay, so
yeah.
Well, just the same, at least if the funds come back to Indiana, then we have to be sure that we get some of it come back. Because I'm sure that if there's any of the money that could be allocated, I'm sure that the veteran service officers around the state would appreciate having a bit more that they can use to be able to do their services.
If the whole $417 million came back to Indiana, there's this trickle-down thing with economics.
Right.
A lot of that would generate more state revenue, which would provide more money for the Indiana Department of Veterans Affairs and other veteran services.
Mm-hmm. So it would come back. It just wouldn't come back directly, I suppose, to the department, but it would be something that the state could use as leverage when they wanted to be able to look for more federal funds, or if there are other organizations that have grants that might be available.
It would open a lot of doors that uh-huh. are not open right now. The one that would be the best for veterans organizations would be to have a state lottery. Illinois has a state lottery, generates significant money, and it's all focused towards veterans' needs.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of your nonprofits serving veterans can tap into that money.
Well, good point. And I suppose, too, that if it's properly set aside and administered, that if there are needs to be able to actually directly help veterans and their family members with assistance, financial assistance.
Mm-hmm.
If something comes up, some kind of financial need that arises in a family, they can be able to receive some money to help them out.
Well, I'm going to say it would increase the sale of veterans' license plates because we have in Indiana Military Family Relief Fund, and that is a source of grants for needy veterans.
Mm-hmm.
If my committee, the Veterans Committee of Portage, was instrumental in getting the IDVA to put in place a system where a veteran in need can get that money within 48 hours.
Wow.
Used to be 43 days. And to me, that's a big thing. If a veteran is in need, they can't sit and wait forever. They have a need, and what doesn't someone understand about the word need?
Well, and we know in a lot of cases, and not every case, I'm sure, but in a lot of cases where you have a veteran and his family, you've come up short, you have financial problems, you have medical expenses that you have to pay for out of your pocket.
Yes.
Or if it's something come up that's extraordinarily expensive that even the VA can't help on, then you have to go to an outside yes. medical source and that sort of thing.
Well, this is good for those veterans who are not in the VA system.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and what one thing you have to remember, you have to find a service officer that went to the Indiana Department of Veterans Affairs training, because if they weren't trained, they can't file a claim and get it back in 48 hours.
Uh-huh. So that's good. It's good to know that that they have this opportunity, that the funds are available. And,
they are.
And it's just, and it's here again, maybe a case, like you say, just, you know, expanding the reach of the veterans' license plates, yes. Raise the fees a little bit to be able for the more money to go into that fund, to be able to support those grants that they come up. And you say with the money that could be available from Uncle Sam coming yes. back to the state of Indiana, there'd be sources that could go into that as well, too.
Yes, and the lottery money could be, as I understand it, could be totally put into the Military Family Relief Fund, because right now they're worried that it might not be funded to a high enough level.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that's on the agenda for the meeting this month in Portage?
No, just the general. He's going to take up the whole hour.
Well, he has a lot to talk about, and I'm sure that probably a lot of the veterans that attend the meetings, and in this particular case, when you have somebody so high up on the chain of command, mm-hmm. they probably would like to know some more things about how things work and whatever sure. assistance that they can get as well.
Yeah, we're open to any questions. Mm-hmm. We may not have an answer, but we're fortunate with me being on the director's Veterans Experience Group, I can generally get an answer within 48 hours.
That's great. That's great, too.
All you have to do is fill out one of our forms, but you got to come to the meeting to fill out the form.
We should also mention, as we have before in our past conversations, that anybody in Northwest Indiana is invited to the meeting.
Yes.
You don't have to be a resident of Portage or
no.
of Porter County. Just be available to be there and tell people again when the meetings are, where the meetings are, too.
It's 5 o'clock tomorrow night, first Wednesday of the month, mm-hmm. at Woodland Park, 2100 Willow Creek Road.
It's in Portage.
Yes.
One thing I wanted to ask of you, and our guest coming up who's available to talk here shortly will give us more details, but you had a chance to attend yesterday's quarterly town hall meeting at the Adam Benjamin VA outpatient clinic in Crown Point.
Yes.
What did you think of everything that happened then?
It went pretty well. I judge by the press. Director McGill is not a stuffed shirt VA bureaucrat. He's a real person, really compassionate about helping veterans. And if you meet him in person, that becomes very evident.
Well, you have an opportunity right now to meet him on the telephone. We have with us on the phone from his office at the Jesse Brown VA Medical Center in Chicago, Mark McGill. Mr. McGill, thank you very much for joining us here on Regionally Speaking today.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate being given the opportunity.
Well, I appreciate having you take some of your time with being a busy fellow there in Chicago with the VA medical system, the healthcare system in our section of the state to be able to be with us. Let me turn things to you here as to what takeaway that you had and reaction and all with your presentation and the time you spent at that quarterly town hall meeting in Crown Point yesterday.
Well, I tell you, the town halls and yesterday's was no exception. Just a great time for me as the director of Jesse Brown Healthcare System to hear directly from my veterans and hear the issues that are important to them. And I tell you, a takeaway from yesterday was that I've got a lot of partners out there. The veteran community is great. And Tom, I noticed that you were on there. Hello. Nice to hear from you. But our veterans are great with letting us know their opinions, letting us know what their needs are. And so when I do a town hall, I can communicate one-on-one and directly to them, and they can help me improve veteran service at any one of our five sites, Jesse Brown Veterans Healthcare System.
It's interesting here. I may have seen one of these in the past. In fact, I may have one in my packet someplace at home here when I changed over my VA healthcare from one place to another coming up here. But I have, and when Tom Pappas has handed me a copy of the Jesse Brown Veterans Healthcare System list of commitments here, the one that I'm sure that you have a chance to take a look at as well, about the importance of how a VA, or the operation of how a VA facility should be here, with the various commitments that you are making, and certainly you stick with that. Talking about, for example, adopting a no wrong door philosophy to suicide prevention, that's one of the topics I know that you are focusing on in particular with the 20 Challenge program. tell us what you mentioned to the veterans and their family members and others who came to the town hall meeting yesterday, and how important it is to be able to deal with the suicide rate. And in particular, because you had one very, very sad case that happened even there in Crown Point not long ago.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a fact that nationally, 20 veterans successfully take their life in this nation every day.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris, that's 20 too many. And so we can get to zero. From a clinical standpoint, suicide is definitely preventable. Now, what can your listeners, what can you and I, us non-clinical folks, what can we do to help? And that's where the 20 challenge comes in. So just very quickly, the 20 challenge is I'd like all of the folks that have smartphones out there, and almost all of us do, to pull up and make a new contact. And the contact would be 800-273-8255. That's the Veterans Crisis Line.
Mm-hmm.
So again, 800-273-8255. And so, representing that 20 figure, if all of your listeners that entered that contact just now, over the next 20 days, would share that contact with a neighbor, a friend, a veteran, relative, whatever, 20 other contacts, think of the number. And see, that's where us non-clinical folks can help. Just being there and spreading the awareness about the services that are available to help in preventing suicide. And that crisis line, by the way, is not just for veterans. That's for any of us that are concerned about a veteran. If we see a veteran that's appearing sad or depressed, or that has changed their behavior, or neglecting their personal welfare, or anything that doesn't seem quite right, we as well can call that number.
No.
One other thing on that number, you can also text for a live text conversation, 838-255, and that'll start a live text conversation with the crisis line professional.
That's great. That's great to know. What else did you take away from the comments that you heard during the town hall meeting in Crown Point yesterday, besides explaining to them about the concerns about the veteran suicide rate and mentioning as what you have with us today about the crisis line, the importance for family members and other loved ones of veterans to be sure to contact the VA for assistance here if they see things or witness things that they know are of serious concern about the mental health and physical health of their loved ones. What else did you get to talk about while you were over in Crown Point?
Well, absolutely. Another takeaway from me is our veterans are quite committed to helping make their healthcare system better. And they have been always willing to give me, whether it's to try to make our parking more efficient or to improve the communication with our clinical providers. But I take those things and I go back to my team and I present those items to them, and we actually do change things based on the feedback that our veterans give us. And just a very quick example, I found out that the shuttle service at the Crown Point Center in Indiana was lacking. And we took that information and we fixed it. And I was very proud to say at this last town hall meeting that I was able to tell my veterans that we listened to you and we fixed the issue that you brought forward.
In fact, even Tom Pappas mentioned during our last conversation here on the air about the fact that the veterans were concerned about that, and about the fact that the VA in Chicago has made changes to improve the service, and veterans noticed that right away. They're very pleased at what's come about so far. So it's a good sign, I'm sure, for them and certainly for you, and seeing this kind of feedback come back to you that we made the right decision, we have some things that need to still be worked out, but we're on the path to getting those things corrected.
Yes, and I've made the commitment. We have 5 sites of care besides the medical center in Chicago. We have 2 other clinics in Chicago, actually 3 in the Chicago area, and then the Crown Point clinic out in Adam and Benjamin Jr. Clinic But I've made the commitment every quarter to go to all five of those sites of care and have a town hall. So that is 20 town halls a year, and I think from that I will get a lot of good direct information from our veterans, and we'll be able to work together as partners to improve service.
Well, that's great. Well, Mr. McGill, we hope to have a chance to talk with you here ahead of, or certainly right after, the next quarterly town hall meeting that you're able to come visit in Crown Point and check with you and see what kind of reaction you've gotten back from the discussion with the veterans at the time. And we know you're busy today in Chicago, so we appreciate you taking time to be with us to give us your take on what's happened so far and the improvements that you're able to make since you've taken over as the director of the VA Medical Center in Chicago. Mr. McGill, thank you very much for being with us today.
Okay. Again, thank you, Chris and Tom. I appreciate your service as well.
Well, you're more than welcome. Mark McGill, again, is the director of the Jesse Brown VA Medical Center in Chicago. That's the big center there on Damon Avenue in downtown Chicago in the medical district. And many of us have made trips there, or we know of family members that have made trips there. It's nice to know where it is and know the people are there looking to make improvements in the system that have been asked for. Once again, if you couldn't catch all the conversation there, the Veterans Crisis Hotline is toll-free, 800-273-8255, or when you dial that number, you can send a text to 838-255. That sets up the live texting that you're able to do with the staff at the Crisis Center. That's facility, by the way, and that line is open and in operation 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can't hardly ask for something better than that, Tom. To be sure, we certainly appreciate having the opportunity to talk with Mr. McGill today.
He's turning Jesse Brown around. But he needs help. The veterans have to provide input.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know where all the problems are, but we do. And if we don't communicate, they're not going to go away.